but it's time for me to get a new cell phone. So I thought, well, what a wonderful week to do this, because we're practicing. I can practice being patient as I get acclimated towards it. So I got my new phone, and I recorded about it, and I was going to be prepared to do it differently. Well, when I got home with it, everything had copied over from my old phone to the new one, everything beautifully, except my recordings. Like 3 years of recordings are not on my new phone. They're gone. And I was just, it wasn't that I was impatient. I was just devastated. You know, I felt like a little child who had lost their teddy bear. You know, there was so much love and tenderness and so much comfort. And, you know, it's a huge part, the biggest part of everything on my phone. And so I spent most of yesterday just inconsolable, you know, just really, you know. But what I saw, and I think the practice success is, in the past, I would have just been ranting and raving and blaming other people. And, you know, I thought I'd backed it up, but I did something incorrectly. But instead, it was more like, I could hear the mentor all day, and I was very distraught, saying, it's okay, almost like you would comfort a small child who had lost their teddy bear. It wasn't that you're stupid, why did you do it, you should have known, to, you know, blah, blah. It was just, it just let me be upset, and it was like it all fell into place. And then as the day went on, and I got my wits about me, I sit down and I thought, you know, really, I really hate that I've lost these files, but anything I record today is going to say exactly what was on every one of them, you know, be aware, drop the story, get here. And it's
like, I love you exactly as you are.
And it's like, you know, it was just such a wonderful experience to be so out of sorts and be so not acting like I wanted to act, and it was just okay. And then I just came to the end of the day, and I thought, well, you know, I'll get up today, and I'll find some ways to make this not happen on my new phone. You know, I'll make sure that I'll back these, that I do it correctly. And it was just lovely not being admonished and just being comforted all day long, and allowing myself to be upset all day.
Well, and Bev, I think the point that the most essential piece of it is comparing it to a small child who lost her teddy bear. And you would never say to that small child, well, if you'd been paying attention, you wouldn't have lost it. Buck up. Get over it. You know, it's just a teddy bear. We would never, ever, we would just let that child be upset and grieve and feel all of those feelings, and then when ready, move on.
And then at the same time, it just, the way thing, you know, the way, like Ashwini said one day this week, that life brings you what you need. And I'm in the middle of, we're going to move, so we're really downsizing. So I've been purging things and it's so nice to just let go of things. And I thought, I could this.
Yeah.
And so now I'm excited about starting in a new home. And I thought, well, I'll start a new recording file. I'll start, you
there
know, I
you
can
go.
Record. And, you know, I can look
there
forward to it instead of grieving and lamenting about not having all those files. So it was just a really lovely experience.
Bev, the other point that I want to underline about this is that we have the feelings we have when we have them.
Right.
It's ego that wants to drag it on, right? So that which animates you, you know, it's really upsetting that that happened to you. And we're moving. And it's a new day. And here's where we are now.
Yeah.
That it's just that's how life unfolds when we go with life unfolding rather than going with ego's program of, well, you need to be miserable about this. Now you need to be miserable about this. Now you need to worry and fret and be upset about this. Yeah. So just a
And, you know, I learned a lot I'll be a lot smarter this time around. And you, I remember when you, I first heard you say that you welcome these types of situations because they help you grow and they help you learn. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, but I get what you mean, because it was such a joy to come through it.
Yes.
Without beating, you know, today I would have been like in a drama hangover if I'd gone with all the, you know, and it takes 2 or 3 days to get yourself back to. That's what it's like. It's like you get in all that drama and you're in a hangover the next day, you know.
Yes, yeah. As the energy, as the last of the energy is being sucked out of you, and you're there on the, stretched out on the couch or on the floor, just exhausted from what ego has done to you. Instead, you're energized. You're happy. You can see that you've grown. This is great. Do you want to have that experience again? Hope not. But if you do, you'll be fine.
Well, and it shows you that no matter what happens, this is one of the most important things to me, my recordings.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, and I handled it. 24 hours later, I'm okay. Yes. So that's a great
Exactly. Thing. Right. Well, and Bev, I'm sorry, but it's even more than that. You didn't just handle it. You know, you didn't just survive it. You went through it step by step by step, and each step was a transformation.
Yes.
So it's not, you know, we don't want to let ego relegate it to, you survived that. Yeah, you made it through. Yeah. No, that's not what happened at all.
Well, I'm just celebrating, and all those recordings I made all those years kicked in and helped me get through this. So
that's exactly right. And all that wisdom is that love and wisdom is right with you right this minute.
That's right. So
right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bev. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Gusho. Go happy.
Oh, there's so much in that in that exchange. So much wisdom. Yes, I have no words, but the point that really, really resonated for me is that place of what is, you know, it's all about the unconditional. And so if I am attached to my recordings as the unconditional, right, that experience that it's the recordings that take me to where I want to go, then the unconditional severs that link as well. You have to lose that. You have to lose that, too, in order to be able to recognize that the unconditional is within.
Oh, what a great point. Yeah, because otherwise we could go for a long time believing, well, it's because I have these recordings. That's why I'm okay.
Right.
But what Bev got to see is, no, actually, I love the recordings, and they are not what makes me okay.
Well, and what made them, that wisdom, love, and compassion that made the recordings is what carried me through the process. So I don't, within quotes, need the recording in order to access the wisdom that can operate in any situation.
Well, and the application for that is just enormous, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We can have anything. We can love anything, enjoy anything, but we don't need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because what we are is the love and the enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always there. It can be mirrored by myriad things, but they're not the source of our well-being.